You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time for us to pick a couple winners. Kate is sitting in for Chelsea, but I have full confidence that we can get you some cash tonight. That's the hope. Let's find out who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
All right, Kate, you're like me. It's a Monday. We're just getting going here. You can make as many best bets as you want, but we each have one. Where are you headed tonight?
Yeah, I'll have more best bets tomorrow, but for tonight's slate, I'm going to go with the Miami Hurricanes -3.5 against the Duke Blue Devils this evening. Duke is coming off of that big win over UNC, emotional win. I think this is a little bit of a letdown spot here against a Miami team that's maybe a little undervalued. They have a great backcourt, and I think the Hurricanes get it done.
All right, I'm with you on that. I think that Miami backcourt is clearly going to outclass Duke in this matchup. So I'm with you there. And I also think when you look at, first of all, offensive efficiency, nobody shoots better in the ACC than the Canes do. And Duke 13th in the ACC when it comes to turnover. So they're not good at holding onto the basketball. If you turn over the basketball against that Miami backcourt, I think you're going to pay for it, particularly when it comes to fast break points. So I'm with you. I like that pick quite a bit. Miami laying 3.5. All right, I'm going to Chicago. Are you a big Bulls fan? I know you're a huge Bears person, but are you a big Bulls fan?
I'm a big Bulls fan, yes. I'm as much or more of a Bulls fan than I am Bears fan.
Okay. I didn't even know that. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
I am laying a monster number with the Bulls tonight. I'm laying 10.5 points. Bulls are -600 on the money line. The Spurs are +425. The total is set at 237.5. I know. Laying this number with the Bulls, your one sabotage factor is the Spurs 5-1 against the spread in their last six games against the Bulls. But here's why I do not like that trend. First of all, look at the injury report for the Spurs. I mean, this thing is an absolute mash unit. Their best player, Keldon Johnson, he's questionable with an injury. They have three or four other guys who are responsible for the majority of their points on that roster, and almost all these guys are questionable at best. So I think we could see a situation where the Spurs are without the majority of their starters and the Bulls roll. Also, the Spurs 0-7 against the spread in their last seven games overall. They've been on the complete opposite of a heater, absolute ice cold. And look at the Bulls in their last 11 games at home. 8-2-1 against the number in their last 11 in Chicago. I think the Bulls spank a weakened Spurs team tonight. I'm laying the 10.5 with Chicago. I think it gets to 11 and 11.5 and on some spots before this game gets underway. So let's go Chicago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, I love that, Jenks. That means the Bulls get a win, a much needed win for their organization. They've kind of been up and down lately. So they need to beat up on these bad teams if they want to climb the ranks. So I'm all with you. Let's go, Bulls -10.5.
Now, the Bulls are, correct me if I'm wrong, they're going to be without Alex Caruso probably tonight. I don't think it matters because I saw that, but he's going to be out of the lineup, correct?
Yes, I believe so. He's dealing with some injury suffered just a couple of games ago.
I am dying for the Bulls to be good again because I was that guy. I was always a North Carolina fan back in the day, so I loved Jordan. Then, of course, he went to the Bulls. And I'm not alone here, right? Like, people just latched on to just how good they were, how much fun they were to watch. And I just think it's good for basketball when the Bulls are good, when you have an organization like that. And I feel like they've been so close, like on the cusp, but then they've had some injuries. Lonzo Ball just can't get healthy since he came over. And that's been a big part of the reason why they can't quite put it together, too.
Yeah, they were so good last year when Lonzo was in the lineup early on in the season because he was their true point guard. They don't really have a true point guard right now, and they need someone to run their offense. They need a point guard. So with Lonzo out this season, that's kind of been their Achilles heel, whatever. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Stephen Achilles injury? No, it's his knee injury. But yeah, Lonzo can't get healthy, and that's the Bulls' problem right now.
Well, let's hope they get it done tonight. Matt Pisani, one of our producers, likes it as well. Matt's a good bettor. So anytime you can get someone on your side that you respect, you're like, okay, good, good. The worst thing is when I'll make a bet and then Jason Scott will come on and he just happens to make the opposite bet. And I'll be like, oh God, I've made a terrible pick. This guy works for the book. I'm just a guy. Awful. All right, here we go. Let's do your BetQL five-star best bet for insight, analysis, historical trends, and more five-star best bets. You can download the BetQL app. Dogster, get over here. Oh, God, you've been in the closet all weekend. Let's get you cleaned up. This is your first appearance of the week. Let's clean the ears off there. All right, Dogster, you know, you started off really hot last week. You were leading the pack, but as per usual, you had a losing weekend. I went 500. Chelsea went 500. You went 4-5, so give us a winner tonight.
Kate, I don't think we've officially met. My name is a chalk donkey. I'm a big winner. I win lots of bets on college basketball, college football, NFL, NBA, NHL, cricket, ping pong, trampoline, and the Olympics.
Wow, Doctor, that's impressive.
We should start our own show. Jinx and Chelsea are tired.
Whoa, Dogster, why would you ever say that's terrible? My God, no wonder. All right, Dogster, go ahead. Tell the people your bet for tonight. Come on.
Idaho State at Northern Arizona, under 139 points. Let's cash.
I don't know anything about Idaho State or Northern Arizona. Do you trust the Donkster here, Kate, just out of the blue?
I don't know, Donkster. The first time meeting, you got to prove yourself to me. I can't just trust you right away. You're kind of a stranger right now. So you win this one, I might trust you tomorrow.
Sounds good to me. This is a Donkster five-star guaranteed best bet.